of our first story. No end in sight to the Israeli military onslaught on the Gaza Strip. Israeli tanks and warplanes are continuing to pound the besieged enclave. At least 78 Palestinians have been killed on Monday alone. At least five people were killed and dozens wounded, among them medical staff in Israeli bombing of the Al-Aqsa hospital in central Gaza. Israeli warplanes also targeted a home in the center of Gaza City, killing eight people, including four children. This brings to 549 the total death toll from 14 days of Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. The majority of victims are civilians, including women, children and the elderly. Over 3,300 Palestinians have also been injured in the offensive. Meanwhile, reports say Israel is using white phosphorus bombs, which are considered banned weapons, in civilian areas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defiantly promised to expand the attacks on Gaza.
The Israeli army has so far targeted nearly 3,000 locations in the Gaza Strip. Gaza human rights groups say Israeli attacks have so far completely destroyed nearly 300 homes and damaged more than 1,030 others. At least 34 mosques have been hit in Israeli assaults. Four hospitals among the locations hit by Israel. UN figures show Palestinian civilians constitute the majority of the casualties from the Israeli offensive. UNICEF says children make up one-third of civilian casualties. UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says some 60,000 children in Gaza will be in need of psychosocial support. UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians say some 83,000 Palestinians have been forced to flee their homes. The UN says more than half of Gaza's population remains without access to a water supply. UN Agency for Humanitarian Affairs says some 80% of Gazans are receiving electricity for about 4 hours a day.
Well, Joe Catron with the Palestine Solidarity Movement is with us now live from Gaza. Joe, good to have you with us. We had in our report the use of banned weapons, phosphorus bombs, the attacks on hospitals and houses, members of families who've been targeted. What can you tell us about what could constitute war crimes in the situation there in Gaza, what you've been seeing with your own eyes?
Well, the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip are continuing to come fast and furious. I spent today with civil defense crews here, and it seemed like every minute the announcement of a new attack on a family house, or in one case, which you mentioned, a hospital, Al-Aqsa in Deir al-Bala, was coming over the radio. Casualties are continuing to mount. I'm told the deaths are now over 550, injuries at least 3,300. And of course, there's been untold damage to property and infrastructure. This has been concentrated in a few areas, such as Shijaya. I spent a great deal of time there over the past couple of weeks, staying at a hospital, which was eventually shelled by the Israelis. That was before the most intensive damage to the area was done. Yesterday and today, I've been back there, and it's unbelievable the extent of the damage that has been caused. I saw the AFP in its report yesterday referred to the area as a moonscape, and that seems very apt. There's something very otherworldly about walking through the rubble and fires of what was a thriving, if at times quiet, neighborhood only a few days ago. This is the product of a few days of intensive shelling, firing, airstrikes, and other Israeli aggression on a single civilian area within the Gaza Strip. Thousands have been displaced, and it will take years of effort to rebuild. And that's, of course, not counting for the many injuries and deaths that have been incurred.
And as a human rights worker yourself, as an activist yourself, how are you analysing the international response to this? Not in terms of the public opinion, but in terms of the international bodies. We heard just now President Obama, maybe half an hour ago, he said that he believes Israel has inflicted damage on the terrorist group Hamas's infrastructure, in his own words. What do you think about that statement?
I'm sorry, my reception here is not great and it's a little noisy. Could you repeat Obama's statement?
Yes, Obama said that he believes Israel has inflicted heavy damage on the terrorist group Hamas's infrastructure.
Well, Israel has inflicted a great deal of damage on everything in the Gaza Strip at this point. I don't particularly think that that's an exception, but it's clear with the massive civilian death toll, which has resulted in large part from Israel's destruct bombing of homes, that its primary objectives here are not military. Israel is seeking to instill fear and terror in a civilian population. That's what this is about, and that's what most of its operations up until now have accomplished: civilian deaths and civilian fear.
So what do you think the United Nations Security Council should do at this stage? Obama himself said an immediate cessation of hostilities is required. How can that happen?
Well, I think Israel has to face far greater pressure than it currently is. You ask what I think they should do. What I think they should do is expel Israel from the United Nations for its ongoing crimes against humanity. Unfortunately, I don't know if I see this happening this week or the next one, but it's clear that some concrete steps, some actual measures have to be taken to hem in Israel's ongoing and escalating atrocities. We've heard a great deal of talk from world leaders, including the United States this past week, but we've seen very little in the way of actual action, and that is what's going to need to happen to pressure it in any real sense.
Thank you very much, Joe Catron, with the Palestine Solidarity Movement with us there live from Gaza.